This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill discussed whether the Biden administration's latest budget does enough to compete with China, especially with China's aggressive stance toward Taiwan. VOA's Carla Babb tells us more.
Beijing has said it wants to use this growing power to control the island of Taiwan by force if necessary. Officials say the U.S. remains committed to Taiwan, with a massive military aid package for the Democratic Island expected soon. Administration officials warned that if Congress fails to pass a U.S. budget on time, U.S. interest would suffer. Republicans argue that Biden's budget fails to fund new ships the U.S. Navy says it needs to deter China. And they criticize the president's refusal to declare Russia a state sponsor of terrorism over its war in Ukraine, which senators on both sides of the aisle say would send a strong message. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian prosecutors say they've arrested the head of the country's Supreme Court over an alleged bribery case one day after authorities said they were investigating large-scale corruption at the court. Photos appear to show stacks of American $100 bills lined up on a couch found during an investigation. The National Anti-Corruption Bureau director did not name the person arrested, only that it was the head of the court and that they were suspected of taking a bribe worth $2.7 million, the highest profile discovery in the agency's history. The Supreme Court says it's fully cooperating with the investigation and has initiated a process for expressing no confidence in cannot serve. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have agreed to separate meetings with a delegation of leaders from six African countries to discuss